You're with SBS Radio.
Sa Hollywood, napakakaunti ng mga Asyanong aktor na nabibigyan ng pangunahing papel sa pelikula. Ngunit tila ang mga hamon sa screen ay maaari ding makaapekto sa mga malikhain na nasa likod ng lens. Ngayon, ang isang hindi inaakala na posibleng blockbuster na pinamagatang Crazy Rich Asians ay itinuturing bilang progresibong panalo at isang pambihirang tagumpay sa pagkakaiba-iba. Sa tampok na ulat ni Natasha Kallios na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Si Amy Wang ay isang Chino-Australianong gumagawa ng mga pelikula na nakatira at nagtatrabaho sa Los Angeles. Ang karera ng 29 na taong gulang sa industriya ng pelikula ay nagsisimula pa lamang na yumabong. Ayon sa kanya, hanggang sa ngayon ang makakuha ng sapat na pansin o respeto bilang isang Asyanong mananalaysay sa Hollywood ay may mga hamon.
For the first time in my life, I felt way more accepted than I ever have been in the States and at home. I think the biggest thing is just to keep pushing and to keep giving these stories opportunities. And I think, you know, the success of Black Panther and Get Out and with Crazy Rich Asians now, I think those are examples of why those types of films and TV can still make money. You know, I feel like the audience is now way more accepting of diverse, you know, faces and voices, and I think that's just going to keep rising, hopefully, I hope.
Ang issue ng inklusyon ay mas malawak na tinatalakay sa parehong Hollywood at sa buong mundo sa mga panahong ito. At isa sa mga pinakahuling issue na tinalakay sa bagay na iyon ay ang tinatawag na whitewashing o pagpapaputi. Ito ay kapag ang isang Caucasian na aktor ay binibigyan ng papel upang magsalaysay ng isang Asyanong kwento. Sinabi ni Wang, minsan nararamdaman niya na mali ang trato sa kanya.
I think for me, I always feel like there's this idea of hiring people like me based off of what I've done rather than my potential. So I think that's a really big difference between hiring a diverse person compared to, you know, other people. I think like this didn't happen to me, but I do have a story about a friend of mine who went for an interview to direct an episode of TV, and she was told she had to have 3 episodes that she had already directed before she could get that episode. But then a friend of hers who was a white man who directed nothing before then got offered that episode.
Ngayon ang bagong Hollywood na pelikula na Crazy Rich Asians ay higit na itinataguyod ang pagkakaiba-iba. Ito ang unang pelikulang Hollywood na nagtatampok ng mga aktor na purong mga Asyano. At ito ay tumabo ng box office record at siya ngayong pinakamalaki ang kita na romantic comedy sa loob ng isang dekada. Si Michael Leong, isa ding Chino-Australianong filmmaker na nakatira at nagtatrabaho sa Los Angeles, ay nagsabi na mayroong higit na kamalayan sa mga grupo ng minorya at magkakaibang boses na nais na mapakinggan.
I think it's something that you actually see not just in the film industry here, but in Australia as well, and just in like a lot of industries actually, where I think that there has been sort of liberal representation within the institutions, where like I think there have been fewer opportunities for you know, minority voices to have been heard previously, and I think that nowadays, there's definitely been like more awareness. I think that minority groups and like diverse voices, creative voices, are demanding to be heard now more than ever before.
Sa loob ng 5 dekada, ang Asyano-Amerikanong Theater Organization na East West Players ay naging kanlungan para sa mga aktor at mga malikhain sa Estados Unidos na may ilang mga oportunidad. Ganap na 60% ng Asyanong talento sa mga pelikulang Hollywood ay dumaan sa kanilang entablado. Kabilang ang komedyan na si Ken Jeong na kasama sa mga bituin ng Crazy Rich Asians. Sinabi ng Arts and Education Director ng East West Players na si Carolina San Juan, ang Asyanong representasyon ay bumuti, ngunit mayroon pa ring problema.
It's not just representing from a level playing field, right? We started from a deficit because of these really dangerous stereotypes. I like to think of misrepresentation as akin to fake news. We all know like the problems that occur with fake news. Well, misrepresenting a community is just like fake news, because you can say, oh, well, these people are, which is not true, right? And the damage that that creates. So we're not only looking for equal representation, but also to work against a lot of the negative stereotypes and perceptions about our community.
Ang tampok na ulat na yan ni Natasha Kallios para sa SBS News na isinalin ni Annalyn Violata para sa SBS Filipino.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.